Hello and welcome into another edition of Full Press Hurricanes. As always, I am your host, Mike Napolitano. On this Thursday, February 23rd of 2023, the Hurricanes had an off night. They also have an off night tonight as well. Their next game is Friday, February 24th at home against the Ottawa Senators. The Senators have had a slow week in their schedule as well. Their last game coming on Monday, that was a 3-1 matinee loss to the Boston Bruins in Boston. Of course, Boston red hot. The only goal scorer for the Senators in this game was Claude Giroux, and they allowed David Pastrnak to hit his 40th and 41st goal mark. When you take a look at the standings, Ottawa not doing as hot as they thought they were going to be. There was speculation that they would probably contend to be a bubble team, possibly make a wild card. As far as the wild card race goes, they are sitting seventh in the wild card race. And in their division, they are currently in seventh as well. That is the Atlantic Division, of course. So they are on the east with the Carolina Hurricanes, but not in the same division. Goal differential, -7. They've played 56 games, 27, 25, and 4 coming into this one, which is solid for 58 points this season compared to Carolina's 84 points this season and plus 44 goal differential. Carolina definitely looking to get 2 points at home after a slow week. The Ottawa Senators have said that Cam Talbot looks ready to go and he will take the net. So there is that to look forward to. As far as the Hurricanes, it could be a toss-up. We've seen Frederik Andersen in the last two matchups as the Carolina Hurricanes are on this hot four-game win streak that I mentioned in last episode, and they are also 9 of their last 10 that have been successful. Have been wins. So do you stick with Frederik Andersen coming in at 14-4-0, 2.43 goals against average and .908 save percentage? Or, I mean, practically identical, Antti Raanta 14-2-3 with a 2.44 goals against average and a .902 save percentage. Both of these guys have looked red hot for the Hurricanes this season. So really it's going to come down to what the scorers and the defense can do in this one. Players to watch in the last 5 games, Seth Jarvis has been red hot for the Hurricanes, 4 goals in his last 5 games, and Brent Burns still scoring as a defenseman, which is great to see. 5 assists in his last 5 games. As far as points go though, Andrei Svechnikov, I mentioned last podcast that he finally got out of his scoring rut. He had gone 19 games without a goal, but he netted 2 the other night, almost had a hat trick when he tried to pull off his signature Svechnikov Michigan lacrosse move behind the net, but it just wouldn't go. The defense snuffed that out. So 7 points in his last 5 games. On the other end of the table, it's all the Tim Stützle game. It's Stützle leads the Ottawa Senators in goals in their last 5 games with 4, assists with 6, points with 10. So he is red hot. That is definitely a guy you want to try to shut down in this one. He likely wants to make up for that breakdown defensively against the Chicago Blackhawks last week in overtime. The pass to score the game-winning goal for Andreas Athanasiou came from Tyler Johnson to Athanasiou and kind of went off of Tim Stützle and into the net, but honestly, still a solid defenseman for the Ottawa Senators. So I mentioned that loss to Chicago. In between that and the Boston game, they had a 7-2 win over the St. Louis Blues at home. The same St. Louis Blues that the Carolina Hurricanes just got a 4-1 win over. That's 2 4-1 wins for the Hurricanes in a row, the Stadium Series and back indoors against the Blues. One last bit about the Stadium Series. I know you're probably tired of me hearing about it, but if you're a diehard Carolina Hurricanes fan, it's been an amazing weekend. That did not end soon. The ACHA, the ACHA Hockey Division, that's college level hockey. Not necessarily Division One, but still a formidable and reputable league for college hockey players. There was a game on that same ice at Carter-Finley Stadium between North Carolina State Hockey and North Carolina University Hockey. So the Tar Heels versus the Ice Pack. North Carolina State won this one 7-3 over their rivals, and this went down as the largest crowd in ACHA history, the highest attended non-football event at North Carolina State University this year, and top 15 highest attended college hockey games ever, which is the second highest attended hockey game in North Carolina history. 26,000 plus fans came out for this one. So you Caniacs and you North Carolinians, I won't even call you Tar Heels because that was only one side of the ice that night. You guys still brought the excitement and the energy into the rest of that weekend with, of course, the alumni game and then this ACHA battle. So it's great to see hockey is thriving and doing well indoors and outdoors in North Carolina, kind of in the South. And they thought 25 years ago that this wasn't going to be the case. They thought a hockey franchise couldn't survive here. And I have to say, the fans have really shown otherwise that that is a hockey town in Raleigh. But moving back into the Friday matchup against the Senators, that is a 6 p.m. Central start, 7 p.m. Eastern against the Senators at home. These two teams have not met so far this year. The season series, of course, tied at zero. They do face each other three times, though. The next two times, April 4th, the Hurricanes are home in that one again, and April 10th. So these matchups are all coming late in the season. This one, of course, in Ottawa. So somebody will hopefully win this series outright. There's three games, unless there is an overtime shootout and one team will maybe squeak out 1 point over the other. And who knows what each of these teams will look like after the trade deadline on March 3rd. Carolina obviously looking to probably pick up some people and be buyers come the playoff rush. The Ottawa Senators just made a trade with the Chicago Blackhawks today. That was Nikita Zaitsev and two picks. That would be a 2023 second round pick and a 2026 fourth round pick from Ottawa for future considerations coming from the Blackhawks. So Ottawa, it's an interesting move for them because of the fact that I didn't think the Blackhawks would be buyers come trade deadline, although they are stocking up on picks. And with the position that the Ottawa Senators were expected to be in, I said they were expecting to possibly make the playoffs this year. They decide to be sellers in this case. So a little bit of an interesting move to see. We'll have to see who else stays and who else goes. There's been talk of Alex DeBrincat, who they just got from Chicago in a trade last year. So who knows if his offensive production is going to be enough to keep him around or enough to make him a valuable trade piece. Another player from this Ottawa lineup that I should mention, he was an all-star, you've heard me say his name before, Brady Tkachuk. He leads the team in assists and points with 36 and 60 respectively. So be on the lookout for their captain and their leader. On the Carolina side, a couple more names, of course, the usuals that I've mentioned, but Sebastian Aho still leads the team in goals with 25, and Martin Natchez, 51 points. I feel like he's not getting talked enough about. It might be because a little bit of an all-star snub or too late of a consideration to make the all-star game, but he is having one great, ridiculously good season. So another great piece for the Carolina Hurricanes come this playoff season. So keep your eyes out for this game coming up on Friday, the 24th, 7 p.m. Eastern, against the Ottawa Senators. And then Saturday, I will be breaking down that game in the next episode, which will drop tomorrow. Saturday will be against Anaheim, the Ducks. That one is also at 7 p.m. Eastern, and that one is also home. So we'll get into that one and preview it later. That'll be the last episode before I leave you for another weekend of awesome Hurricane hockey and then return on Monday to break it all down for you. This has been another episode of Full Press Hurricanes. I'm your host, Mike Napolitano. Go Hurricanes.